Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a pianist and singer who made a series of cool torch jazz records in the 1950s before retiring in her mid-30s. It's You Better Go Now, Jerry Southern, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thought of you and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish though it may seem to me that's everything, the mere idea of you. The longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. I got an island in the Pacific, and everything about it is terrific. I got the sun to tan me, palms to fan me, and an occasional man. My little island is very lazy. If I should ever leave it, I'd be crazy. I got papayas, peaches, sandy beaches, and an occasional man. When I go swimming, I am always dressed in style. 'Cause I go swimming wearing such a great big smile. My little island is such a beauty, you may forget to heed the call of duty. So if you give the slip to your ship, miss the trip, take a tip and blame
Jerry Southern playing piano and singing on An Occasional Man from the Jasmine CD, The Dreams on Jerry. We also heard Jerry Southern playing piano and singing on The Very Thought of You, backed by the Dave Barber Trio. Dave Barber, a guitarist and the husband of Peggy Lee. That song recorded in 1954, and it comes from the Decca LP, Southern Hospitality. We're playing the recordings of Jerry Southern on this edition of Nightlights. Jerry Southern isn't too well known today beyond the world of vocal jazz aficionados who like singers in the cool, torch jazz June Christie 1950s style, but she had several hits in the early 1950s when she was on the Decca label. Part of the reason she's not too well known is that she retired relatively early, at the age of 36, just as the 1960s were beginning. She came from Royal, Nebraska, could play the piano by ear by the time she was three, and pursued classical musician training. As a teenager, she became interested in playing jazz, however, through hearing records and radio broadcasts of performers such as Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, and Frank Sinatra. Eventually, she went to Chicago, and at the suggestion of an agent, she began to add singing to her piano performances in order to make her more marketable. That was a pretty common thing that women musicians had to do in those days. In Chicago, she performed at the High Note Club, won the praise of Anita O'Day, inspired on-air championing by late-night jazz DJ Dave Garraway, and drew the attention of Monty Kay, who was the manager of New York City's Birdland Club. He invited her to perform during intermissions at the club, and she began to garner even more national recognition, which led to a recording contract with Decca in 1951. Jerry Southern's vocal style had a conversational quality, partly because she was a natural soprano and found it easier to sing jazz in her speaking voice. The few articles you can find about her often use the adjectives graceful and restrained to describe her approach, or intimate. Brainy and smart are other words that you'll frequently come across. James Gavin says her singing carried an understated sadness and quotes Colin Butler's liner notes for a Southern LP. It was as if she had looked into the heart of some American dream and seen the outlines of a nightmare. Jerry Southern with Miss Johnson Phoned Again today on Nightlights.
Miss Johnson phoned again today. I told her what you had to say, that you were not about, and that you still were out of town. Miss Johnson phoned again today. Still away, but not to get upset or think that you had let her down. But today, for the very first time, she really didn't seem to mind and requested you burn or kindly return any letters of hers that you might find. She said that she was feeling grand and hopes that you will understand. She leaves tomorrow at noon upon her honeymoon, and when I saw you, would I say, Miss Johnson phoned again today? For the very last time.
disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all. Tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all.
Jerry Southern doing No Moon at All from her 1956 LP, Jerry Gently Jumps, with an orchestra led by Ralph Burns. Before that, we heard Southern playing piano and singing on Miss Johnson Phoned Again Today, backed by the Dave Barber Trio from her 1954 album, Southern Hospitality. Jerry Southern scored an early hit on Decca with You Better Go Now, recorded in 1951, shortly after she'd turned 25. She appeared on the cover of Downbeat late that year, her profile obviously on the rise, and the following year she tied for first in that magazine's New Star Critics poll. In the next 6 years, she'd record six LPs and a number of singles for the Decca label, some with small groups and some with larger ensembles. We'll hear examples of both, including You Better Go Now and this recording, a 1955 song co-written by Southern, featuring her on piano as well as vocals. I Don't Know Where to Turn on Nightlights.
The leaves turn in the fall, they drop like bitter tears. The hours turn into days, and days become old years. I don't know where to turn. The autumn winds turn cold and sad, like last goodbyes, and love can turn to ice and melt before your eyes. I don't know where to turn. The stars turn pale at dawn, they fade and then they're gone. But stars return bright as before. Dreams can fade forevermore. A heart can turn to stone and break your own in two. Now where is there to go, since I can't go to you? I don't know where to turn.
heart can turn to stone and break your own in two. Now where is there to go, since I can't go to you? I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to turn. Better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. My heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, it must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much.
Jerry Southern in 1951, singing her hit You Better Go Now from the CD The Very Thought of You, the Decca Years 1951 to 1957. We also heard Southern playing piano and singing a song that she co-wrote, I Don't Know Where to Turn, backed by E.J. Rollin on guitar, Cliff Hills on bass, and Lloyd Morales on drums, recorded in 1955 and also from The Very Thought of You. Not long after recording You Better Go Now, Jerry Southern moved to Los Angeles, where she would live for the rest of her life. In the 1950s, she appeared in movies such as I, Mobster, and The Big Beat, did the theme song for the film Fire Down Below, and performed on Steve Allen's Tonight Show. Her Germanic beauty became a focal point for publicists and managers, and over the next few years, she played piano less and often was featured in lush orchestral settings. It's somewhat reminiscent of the career path that evolved for Nat King Cole around the same time. Cole liked Southern. He was once quoted as saying of one of Southern's early 1950s hits, When I Fall in Love, she sings it the way it was meant to be sung. Jerry Southern and When I Fall in Love on Nightlights.
Thank you.
seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall. Just around the corner, waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know he is my ideal. Long ago, my heart and mind got together and designed the wonderful boy for me. Oh, what a fantasy! Though the idol of my heart can't be ordered a la carte, I wonder if he will be always a fantasy. Will I ever find the boy in my mind? The one who is my ideal. Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? may be late. I trust in fate, and so I wait for my ID.
Jerry Southern performing My Ideal with an orchestra led by Ralph Burns, recorded in 1956 from her LP Jerry Gently Jumps. We also heard Southern doing When I Fall in Love, recorded in 1952, with an orchestra led by Victor Young, the co-writer of that song, from the CD The Very Thought of You. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to You Better Go Now, Jerry Southern on Nightlights.
I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so. You can't mention his name with propriety. He's the picture of Gotham society, and the newspaper columnists all would love to know. I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so. He goes out with a fashionable lady, so-and-so. While they dance and they dine in a swell room, I must wait in a stuffy hotel room for the moment so rare that's convenient for him to spare.
We're playing the music of pianist and singer Jerry Southern on this edition of Nightlights. Southern recorded a total of 11 LPs for Decca and other labels throughout the 1950s. Her career on record lasted just about a decade. Most of the accounts we have of Southern, from her friends, from her daughter Catherine King, and from other performers, describe her as a shy person who loved music passionately, but who was never wildly enthusiastic about performing live, and who increasingly struggled with the demands of the music business. Despite her unease, Southern was taped in front of audiences on occasion. In fact, her very last album release was a club performance. A few radio, TV, and live recordings were collected several years ago and issued on a CD called The Dreams on Jerry. We'll hear this time The Dreams on Me from that CD, as well as a song from Southern's final album At the Crescendo, Jerry Southern on Nightlights.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together. Wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream. At me adoringly, but as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon. To see you through everything you want to be, it can't be true.
But this time the dream's on me. Is lyrical because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though he's some other place, his face I see. At night I creep in bed and never sleep in bed, but look above in the air. And to my greatest joy, my boy is there. It is my prince who walks into my dreams and talks. He dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed, in my sight. Through the night, I try to hide in vain. Underneath my counterpane, there's my love. Up above, I whisper, "Go away, my lover. It's not fair." But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love.
Jerry Southern from her final LP at the Crescendo, a club run by Gene Norman in Hollywood, doing Dancing on the Ceiling. Before that, we heard her playing piano and singing This Time the Dream's on Me from The Dream's on Jerry, a collection of her TV, radio, and live performances. Jerry Southern left Decca at the end of 1957 and moved to the Roulette label, where she recorded three albums in all, including one with guitarist Johnny Smith. In 1957, she also embarked on a Stars of Birdland tour with performers such as Sarah Vaughan, Count Basie, Chet Baker, and Billy Eckstine. The limelight was grinding her down, however. Trade publications began to carry accounts of interrupted nightclub engagements due to nervous collapse, and James Gavin cites a concert experience at Carnegie Hall in which Southern was hissed and jeered at by a crowd geared up for powerhouse performances from other acts on the bill, causing her to walk off stage in the middle of the song in tears. Here's Jerry Southern from her Roulette LP, Southern Breeze, performing Crazy, He Calls Me, on Nightlights.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if he wants them out of the way. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire as he wants it, so it shall be. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I? Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I?
Listen, children, listen, do listen to what the cynics say to you, and you'll live to be single, live alone, never know the merry jingle of the telephone. Hear them spread their gloom. Almost everywhere there's a love affair in blue. Who wants to fall in love? Who wants to be so silly? Who wants to travel the road to romance? It's much too rough and too hilly. Who wants to play the fool? Who wants to learn to stammer? Some people tell you that falling in love is hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. You cry, you overdrink, you sigh, you underthink, you go to pot. Wouldn't you rather be shot than go to pot? Who wants to fall in love? Who wants to be so silly? Who wants to make such a fool of herself? Do I? Would you rather be shot than go to pot? Who wants to fall in love? Who wants to be so silly? Who wants to make such a fool of herself? Do be a detour ahead. Wake up, slow down before you crash and break your heart. Gullible clown, you fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The farther you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night, oh luck. lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead.
I simply can't resist becoming an optimist, and if you please, your love is causing me to sing you a rhapsody in many keys. I've got your future arranged for under conditions like these. Robins and roses and maybe a tree, a few morning glories, a cottage two stories high. Robins and roses and your love for me to live on forever, and my love to never die. A place where neighbors may drop in and smile when they see an armchair to flop in. We can add to their glee serving afternoon tea mid robins and roses. And then life will be a poem by Kipling while troubles go rippling by. Robins and roses, and then life will be a poem by Kipling while troubles go rippling by.
Jerry Southern doing Robins and Roses from her Roulette LP. Jerry Southern meets Johnny Smith, backed by Johnny Smith on guitar, Bob Pancoast on piano, George Romanus on bass, and Mousy Alexander on drums. We also heard Detour Ahead from her 1958 Roulette LP, Coffee, Cigarettes, and Memories, the orchestra led by Lenny Hayton there, and two cuts from her 1958 Roulette LP, Southern Breeze, Crazy He Calls Me, and Who Wants to Fall in Love, arranged and conducted by Marty Pesch. Jerry Southern retired from performing and recording in 1961 at the age of 36. Friends such as Peggy Lee and jazz writer Gene Lee stayed in touch with her over the years. Some urged her to make another album, but she remained in professional seclusion. At home, according to her daughter, she loved to play classical pieces but never sang. She stayed in California, privately tutoring students in piano and singing. She also wrote and published a textbook in 1972 called Interpreting Popular Music at the Keyboard. She developed a strong interest in the works of Carl Jung, took up guitar, and continued her own formal piano training as well, still taking lessons in her early 60s. In 1991, she was hospitalized with pneumonia and died just a day short of turning 65. According to David Silverman, a protege of hers, she had booked studio time shortly before her illness and had plans to record her first album in 30 years. Jerry Southern from her last studio LP, Jerry Southern Meets Cole Porter, with a band led by Billy May, who came up with this classically arranged version of Porter's Witch on Nightlights.
Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? When pray should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which is the right life? Which If the wood nymph left the park, would Park Avenue excite her? Would the glowworm trade her spark for the latest Dunhill lighter? Here's a question I would pose. Tell me which the sweeter smell makes, the aroma of the rose or the perfume that Chanel makes? Which land is dreamia, Arcadia or Bohemia? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which life is for me, the peaceful or the stormy? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Which? Should I read Euripides or continue with the graphic? Hear the murmur of the breeze or the roaring of the traffic? Should I make one man my choice and regard divorce as treason? Or should I, like Peggy Joyce, get a new one every season? Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? When, pray, should one rise, at sunset or at sunrise? Which should be upper, my breakfast or my supper? Which land is dreamia, Arcadia or Bohemia? Which is the right man, Walt Whitman or Paul Whiteman? Who'll tell the answer, the daisy or the dancer? Which is the right life, the simple or the night life? Let's fly away and find a land that's warm and tropic, where prohibition's not the topic all the livelong day. Let's fly away and find a land that's so provincial we'll never hear what Walter Winchell might be forced to say. Make your life sublime, far across the blue. I'll take up all your time, compromising you. Let's not delay. Make Mother Nature our Messiah. New York is not for us, let's fly away. Mother Nature, our Messiah. New York is not for me. Let's fly away.
Jerry Southern with two recordings from her 1959 Capitol LP, Jerry Southern Meets Cole Porter, Let's Fly Away and Witch, with arrangements and orchestra leadership from Billy May. ¶¶ Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website, nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.